You're ready?
Podcast!
So welcome to this episode of Pony's Podcast. My name is Pao. I am Icon Pick Fix.
My name's Dane. I'm Icon Fast Fiction.
Hi, I'm PD Nim. I'm also called Fanatic in Twitter.
Yeah, and so yes, we're recording a while away from each other. So apparently it's a thing for podcasters that you have this, what you call, remote interview. So we're trying to do that so that we can have our content pa rin, even while in lockdown. We're recording this, what's the date today? April
11.
Yeah, it's a Saturday and we're supposed to be out and about, but we're here and stuck in our home. How are you guys? Kamusta, PD Nim?
Okay naman. Well, for the info of the listeners, I live alone. So, no adjustments except for thinking about my food situation. And then also trying to catch up with people online via calls. Kasi nga, wala na ako masyadong opportunity to really talk and exercise my vocal cords.
How about you, Dane? How are you? You have been away for like 1.5 months.
Yes. So I also live alone, but before the quarantine, I already made the decision to drive home to my parents' house. So buti na lang. So that's why I'm here outside of the city with family. In that sense, nag-change siya because I'm not where I usually am. But I've been working from home, so my schedule is pretty much the same pa rin, except I don't need to commute anymore, so that's a big change. Thankfully, safe and secure naman here. What about you, Pao?
I've cleaned the house like a lot of times already. Ilang beses ko na rin nalinis yung kalat ko sa kwarto. Oh, I got to sort my K-pop collection. So, updated na yung database ng K-pop collections ko. Then at the same time, yeah, I know, right? By the way, dumating na yung I Decide album that I ordered from Bea Prisa. So thank you so much for making sure that my orders would come before the lockdown. And diba, Dane, we're supposed to record a new episode last March 15, but yeah, Nag-lockdown na. So hanggang ngayon, my I Decide albums are still inside the delivery pouch, untouched. Titingnan natin kung hanggang kailan ako makakatiis. So, what have you guys been up to since the lockdown? Dane, what do you do during the lockdown?
Because my job really allows me naman to work from home. So, my schedule during work days are pretty much the same. So I clock in the 8 hours of work. But what's really changed is because nga, I don't need to commute or get ready to go to work, etc. So in the mornings, because I work like in the afternoons. Eh. So in the mornings, I have a pretty good routine. So thankfully, we have a backyard so I can go out. I do a bit of walking just to get some sun and a bit of exercise, which honestly, I was always too lazy to do in the city and in my super tiny matchbox of a condo. So that's changed. Actually, I have a bit more of a routine going on now because nga, well, I mean, it's the same day in and out. So I'm also able to wake up earlier. I'm doing a bit of gardening as well. Yuck, napaka-tita. But that helped. And then, and also, I've been trying to carve out time for writing. So I've actually had a lot of progress because I'm working on the first book that I'm going to publish. So that's still going on. As in, I'm still in touch with my book cover artist, my editor. So gumagalaw talaga siya now, which I'm really thankful for. And of course, more time for fangirling as well. So kind of thankful for that.
Nag-birthday si June while lockdown. What did you do to celebrate June's birthday? Or did you do anything?
Yeah, so we had a Zoom call with the I Hate June Club. Yeah, but I was waiting till midnight, parang salubong to his birthday, which was really fun. I mean, it was my first time to sort of be in a call with some of them. Like, some of them I've never met, obviously, in person or even, like, in a conference call. So, that was fun. We chatted for, I think, over an hour or maybe more. So, yeah, that was fun. So, shout out to them. Hope they're all safe. Hi.
How about you, PD Nim? What have you been up to?
Well, so work from home then, like me and you, Pao, diba? So usual routine then, so 8-hour work days. And then, no, first week actually, super sipag ko pa, like nag-home exercise videos. Pero ngayon, kinda wala na. I wake up later than the usual. Nung na-realize ko na mukhang mahaba-haba pa tong quarantine. So initially, I'm like, oh, this is a new lifestyle na. Sige, I'll try to cover as much as I can given the additional time I have. Pero towards the end of the second week, yun na, nagsistart na akong hindi magising with my normal alarm, slightly. And then, blur na yung mga days. Pero yun, so usually just work. And then, unfortunately, unlike you, Pao, you're very diligent in cleaning the house. Ako, yung workspace lang yung natinis ko kasi at first, I tried working on my bed. Tapos bigla nasira na yung posture ko and everything. So now, I really have to make space talaga in my previous work desk. And then, other than that, naglinis ako ng dalawang electric fan. Ano, little by little na lang. So, yun lang. Other than that, I'm doing a lot of like extra laptop time. So, actually, we have a pending podcast episode apart from the unboxing episode. So, may isa pang upcoming episode na na-edit ko na. So, watch out guys for that. And then now I'm doing in my free time supposedly na nagpo-procrastinate ako but now I'm tackling yung mga video vlogs ko of my trips. So I have a very bad backlog. Yun lang. How about you, Pao? What have you been doing?
So aside from cleaning the house and organizing my K-pop collection. In fairness, nakatapos na ako ng dalawang libro. Yay! So I was able to catch up with the pile of reading lists that I have, especially now that it's the Holy Week. So we're recording this Black Saturday. Nakatapos na ako ng dalawang libro since kahapon. Tapos magsa-start na ako ng pangatlo today. And then at the same time, I've been doing some projects also for other people, like a lot of educators. As you guys know, I teach. And I've been in connection with a lot of educators. And they have mini projects also, like podcasts then. So what I do is that I help them get started. I point them to the right direction. Like, paano namin ginagawa yung pag-upload? And what about the sustainability? Yung distribution sa iba-ibang channels? So stuff like that. So I've been doing a lot of helping other people-ish thing. That's what I'm busy about for the past how many days. And I would be busier next week since it's grading period. So good luck to me. Later on, we'll do some user-generated answers to that question. And we have some answers actually to share. And some of them, maybe it's relatable to us and it might also be relatable to you guys who are listening to this podcast. Okay, so for our next segment, there are actually a lot of icon content that was shown even during the lockdown. And technically, hindi naman nag-lockdown ng South Korea, which is nakakainggit. So, there are a lot of contents. Like, the Nuna of June released a vlog in which, Dana, am I right? Is June there?
Yeah, so it was to celebrate his birthday. So they went to the CGV that was dressed up by a Sansite master name. I forget which one. But it became like June Bar, June Cinema or something for a couple of days. So they went there. Tapos it was his birthday celebration.
Aww.
And that's where all the baby pictures of June, if you see them on the timeline, are from, I think. And also from what they posted. So just all that celebration week.
Then, at the same time, I think there were screen caps also of the fans. Well, in Stan Twitter, they were trying to screen cap some of the parts of the video in which June is apparently funny. I've been seeing it like this morning. And grabe, ang dami talagang fans ni June din. What can I say?
Yeah, as in, parang medyo major yung fan projects that they went to. I mean, like, it was the entire cinema was parang skinned with his face. So, but then funny, kasi parang he was expecting that there would be an actual bar in the venue. Kasi diba Kim, I mean, kasi diba Kujune bar ata yung, diba that's what they call fan groups, I think, in China ba? I don't know. But,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so akala niya there was gonna be a bar. But fan project idea for next year, so.
Natawa ko dun sa akala niyang bar talaga. Obviously, he really likes to drink. Therefore, he assumes that there's going to be a mobile bar.
Gusto niya may mobile bar in a cinema, kumbaga.
Named after him.
It's actually really nice, though, that, you know, he gets to celebrate his birthday despite all the crazy stuff that's happening. And at the same time, aside from the content of Junae's Nuna, there's also a lot of content of Chanu Sari, OMG. Like, people are raving about it. In my own opinion, my favorite is the date nila ni Suyun na lumabas sila kumain, nagpa-picture, and all that.
But that's not Chanu Sari, diba? That's Suhyun's vlog.
Tao yeah, ba? That's... not the Chanu Sari version.
Yung nasa car sila... ni Suyun. Yeah, yung merito questions. Mas cute yung date sa Hongdae.
I wonder though if you think it's the same day, yung sa car with Suyun sa Chanung Tari and yung shooting sa vlog ni Suyun na yung parang sila nag-date-ish na to get closer. Is that filmed on the same day?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I think they're wearing the same thing.
Talaga sila eh.
Mm-hmm. I was telling some people in Twitter that I was actually waiting for Winner to appear and have a cake, a confetti, and a bouquet of flowers. Because the reason music video of Winner, diba, also features Suyun. And in one of the scenes, Suyun is dating Kang Suyun. And biglang nag-appear yung Winner guys with random stuff like cake, bouquet of flowers and confetti. So parang I was telling some peeps na, oh, maybe the Winner Youngs will appear and all of a sudden teasing Soyeon and Chanu like, oh, you're in a date and you have like bouquet of flowers and this is your cake. For me, it was cute because they're so awkward. Ang cute nilang dalawa. Aside from the Chanu episode in Soyeon's vlog, there's also the Chanu Sari episode in which he was playing Animal Crossing. Shout out sa lahat ng naglalaro ng Animal Crossing. Do you guys play Animal Crossing?
I don't have a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. I only got to know about Animal Crossing, I think, in one of the YouTubers na pinapanood ko for like movie reviews. Oh, and if I'm not mistaken, I think Tablo in a previous podcast episode also mentioned. So it's one of those games na very relaxing. Tapos sobrang okay daw for quarantine kasi nga ma-zen ka talaga. Shadong peaceful daw.
Ako naman, the reason why I know Animal Crossing is in the Untamed fandom, sobrang maraming naglalaro. So that was like the thing. May intersection yung Untamed fans and I guess Animal Crossing gamers and apparently si Chanu. So actually yung cute when I watched Chanu's vlog, parang natempt ako. I kind of wanna play it. But I feel like once I'm out of this quarantine and able to buy a Switch somewhere, I don't think I'd want to stay indoors to play video games. So I'm holding off on that.
Well, Dane likes to play games.
Yes, I've been playing Call of Duty pa rin. Just like Super Violet. This is my theory. So I started playing Adorable Home before the quarantine. But since the quarantine, I haven't played it. Because I feel like it's too much like real life now. No, I'm stuck at home and I have to think of what to eat. I have to clean up, look after like pets. Although I don't have a partner. So that's the one that sucks. That's not reflective of the game. So I haven't opened it since. But I still play Call of Duty.
Ang ginawa ko actually is that nag-install ako nung simulator for like yung mga old school na Nintendo games.
Ah, yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot what it's called. Emulator. So, yun, basta nag-google na ako.
N64 emulator.
Yeah, so I've been toying with that idea na talaga for a long time. And then, siguro mga during the first week of quarantine, pinasok ko na siya. So, I'm now able to play yung mga old school games like Space Invaders, Mario Brothers, Mappy, yung mga ganyan. Weirdly enough, shadow ko na si Stress din. So, hindi ko na rin siya nilaro after like a day or two. Kasi nga sa sobrang ginigrip ko yung laptop keys ko, naaawa na ako sa kanya. So, so tumigil na din ako for now. Yun nga, I also toyed with the idea of buying a Nintendo Switch when all of this is over. Pero na-realize ko din na the moment that this is done, I'll revert naman to the same mode na hindi na rin ako madalas naglalaro ng games kasi masyado rin ako nasa-stress about it. So, hindi siya masyadong therapeutic for me for some reason.
I never really liked games that much. I think the only time that I played games is when Dane and I had that addiction with Fortnite. That's one. Thank you so much, Chanu, for influencing us on that. Pero right now, like, my friend sent me links on what games you can download while in quarantine. And they're free for iOS and also for macOS. I'm also toying with the idea that, what if I just download, like, one interesting game and that's it? But I did download one game in my iPhone. It's called Earth Atlantis. So the objective of the game is to venture through the open seas. Dystopian yung setting niya. And then you have to navigate yourself within the bounds of the ruined city in a submarine. You have to battle different bosses. So like, there's a big fish and a big turtle. So yun yung mga boss nila. Ewan ko, hindi pa ako nakakalampas ng level 5. So, hindi ko alam how deep can this go. But if I want something mindless to do, I think that's the reason why I download the game. So, hindi rin ako bibili ng Nintendo Switch after this. Naisip ko rin yan. Like what PD Nim said, hindi naman ako mahilig masyado sa game. So, what is it gonna be for? So, sayang, hindi tayo makakalaro ng Animal Crossing. Hindi natin mahahabol si Chanu dun sa world niya. Yunyong's vlog, I think, is also out now, in which Yunyong had to cook, right?
I have to admit, hindi ako updated sa Song Chilling Guide. Pero I think ang reason is that nagugutom ako pag nakikita ko yung videos niya. At ayoko tumaba during this quarantine period.
I know. So, meron akong konting addiction sa mga ASMR videos niya. Weird yun. Kasi nung una, ayoko siyang panoorin just because like, oh, what do you do in an ASMR? All you have to do is to listen to the crunch of the food. Pero exactly, tama yung sinabi mga PD na nakakagutom siya, okay? And it's not helping because hello, wala akong exercise.
In one of his vlogs, he actually made, well, supposedly ice cream shop, pero I think it's a lot like Dalgona coffee. Have you heard of that? It was also parang medyo a quarantine trend kasi it's like homemade coffee. He made something similar, but I don't know if that's what he called it. So actually, I tried making it too. Nag-work naman siya the second time. The first time, sobrang fail. Pero parang it wasn't worth it. The Dalgona anyway. But yung kay Yunyong may Maltese and it's supposed to be ice cream slush. So parang I guess he's a little extra like that. But he did something else.
Aside from Dane, have you tried it, PD Nim?
I haven't tried it kasi I'm on a diet. So, yung Dalgona kasi actually entails a lot of sugar. So, you're forewarned. So, I tried looking for a keto version. In fairness, meron naman. Pero ang issue ko is wala akong hand mixer. So, I only have my blender. So, hindi pwede yung blender for just a small amount of the mixture for it. Tapos, I've been hearing people say na if you're just gonna do it by hand, parang hindi worth it. So, hindi ko na rin siya ginawa. Di masyadong mataas yung payoff for me, given yung amount of sugar. But, given the trend, I started looking up random drink recipes. Naka-try na ako ng Frank Milk Bar. They have their own recipe. So, gumawa na rin ako noon na keto version. I made a blueberry smoothie. Basta, dahil doon sa Dalgona coffee trend, I started looking for like other artsy-fartsy drink recipes na okay sa diet ko. So, nag-experiment ako during this quarantine.
Nice! Si Dane, nakita ko yung post niya about the Dalgona coffee experiment. Were you able to froth it, girl?
I was dun sa second try. So I made 2 for me and my brother. But then, when I drank it, actually, hindi ko siya naubos kasi parang it didn't taste right. So parang, okay, I won't post this na lang. So, like, I took a video of everything from the start till the end. But then, because it didn't taste okay, but I'm like, okay, let's be honest online. So I'm just not gonna post it. But it looked prettier though. What I've had success with though is, so we have a bit of a backyard. So we have a calamansi. But it's not a tree naman. It's a plant, I guess. Yun, I've been making calamansi juice and calamansi tea. Kasi, well, we have free calamansi, so might as well. And I guess it's healthier than like Dalgona coffee.
I've been really eating a lot because my sister, she likes to cook. She likes to bake. And what's the better thing to do ba during lockdown? Hello, syempre magluto at kumain. So we're stuck with that. But I hope that a lot of people are also doing some experiments about their food. And please get your inspiration from Yunyong. Try to watch his vlogs. at the same time, let us know if you have tried cooking the stuff that Yun Yung suggested. Annually kasi gumagawa ako ng kinggayo sandwich. So last year, gumawa ulit ako before mag-New Year. This year, siguro mapapaaga kung makakahanap ako ng strawberries. Kailang feeling ko hindi sila season ngayon eh. Kasi it's summer, mainit. So, ano ba yung mga contents ng Icon members? During the birthday of June, I think they posted in their Instagram, right?
Yeah. What do you guys think about yung big reveal, quote-unquote, ni Yun Yung?
Yeah, so context. Because, diba, during Yun Yung's birthday, June posted his greeting. Tapos parang ito's an embarrassing photo. And so Yun Yung said na, wait till it's your birthday. So everyone was anticipating what kind of picture he would post. So, Pao, what did you think?
Sobrang nakakaloka. Actually, it's such a Yun Yung thing to do. I mean, how he tried to, you know, posted like so many pictures before the surprise photo. It's such a Yun Yung thing to do. Nakakaloka siya, bes. The humor of Yun Yung is very evident in that post. And at the same time, what can I say? The humor is so Ajushi levels. How about you, PD Nim?
To your point, he's so extra. May pang-anticipate pa siya and everything. What's funny for me is that yung, I guess, second to the last photo, you'll get an idea na what he was gonna reveal. So by that time, I'm like, but I've seen similar photos of June like this before.
But it's not as shocking. I was hoping for like a naked June, like something.
For example, diba, what happened nga, I guess inadvertently or unintentionally ni June was, I think nakita yung chest. Tama ba? Yung chest ni Yun Yung. So he had to like take it out and re-upload a more PG picture of Yun Yung during that time. So I was half expecting, although kasi, you know, June is a bit liberal about his, you know, topless pictures then once in a while. So if you're gonna also go for an R rating-ish picture of June, it has to be very, you know, substantial, let's just say. I'll stop with that.
So totoo lang, I'm actually quite disappointed kasi I was really hoping for like a bomb for June. But when I saw after all the build-up of Hangul and are you ready levels of the Instagram post na parang okay, mukha lang siya dito na mukha siyang duck. May duck face na hindi mo maintindihan kung bakit blinner ni sir. Na-disappoint ka ba din na yun lang yung pasabog ni Yun Yung?
Yes! Yeah, to your point, parang ha, bakit nakapixelate pa? I mean, a funny picture is always welcome, even though, yes, we were expecting maybe something similar to what June posted for him. So yun, parang nakatawa. Although, nakatawa din na during, because they did a V-Live, right, leading up to June's birthday. Because I think in the comments, people were reminding Yun Yung about his, well, inadvertent promise nga to post something embarrassing. So, tapos parang sobrang game naman siya. He seemed prepared with his content. Pero yun, I guess, the good person that he is, he really couldn't post like a super embarrassing or scandalous photo of his friend. Kasi I guess mabait talaga siya that way. So fine, okay lang naman. Although I would have wanted, like, I remember him posting a video, do you guys remember this? Yung a video of Hanbin, tapos parang he was eating but singing at the same time. Tapos hindi alam ni Hanbin na he was being filmed by Yun Yung. Si Yun Yung ba yun? I think there were several of those. But that was really cute. But I guess June doesn't care naman if someone filmed him while he's singing. So it wouldn't have had the same effect. So yeah, I guess hindi din. I couldn't have expected that then. So fine. Okay lang naman.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yun Yung is the one with pictures that are explicit, right? I mean, his phone. Ng mga members.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tapos yun yung ipopost mo. What the heck?
Feeling ko yung conscience niya talaga yung nagpigil sa kanya. He has the material. He has the content. But because he's such a good person, he didn't do it.
Kasi June is the type na doesn't think much before niya ipopost. So, I mean, usually ganun siya. So, hindi rin niya na-realize yung consequence ng actions niya nung pinost niya yun. Eh si Yun Yong, nag-iisip kasi siya muna bago siya mag-post. He has material, pero he gave like more than 10 seconds. And within that 10 seconds of thinking about it, sa kanya na talk himself out of posting it. Yan tuloy. Kaya...
Maraming fangirls ang sawi nung araw na yon. Ang tagal nang hinintay nila, tapos ganun lang. Pero one thing that I'm happy with is that nung birthday ni June, nag-post si Bobby. He actually just posted a picture of June. I think this is Mix and Match era. And then he posted like, happy birthday. Tapos yung icon niya would be puro mga beer na nagtutoast.
Yeah. 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 And for the others, parang cake ata. Yeah, cake yung emojis for the other members. Kay June lang yung beer. So, you know, the June Bob theorists are like, special.
Oh, and the day before, June's birthday is March 31. And March 36, I think in the morning, Bobby posted a tribute post for Taeyang saying that I love you, bro. And then there are a lot of people saying that OMG, he haven't slept yet and he's drunk. That's why he posted this video. Feeling ko lasing din nga siya nung pinost niya yun.
Ang okay dyan is that he picked one of the best Big Bang songs to upload. Yeah. If you could imagine Bobby drunk in their condo and listening to this, parang I can imagine it talaga.
His taste is still on point even when he's drunk. And we are really assuming that he was drunk when he posted this video. So thank you so much for that content, Bobby. You made a lot of fangirls happy, both VIPs and iconics. Are there any other contents that you guys want to mention?
Actually, that's one of the things that I want to accomplish then within this quarantine is to catch myself up with the guest things. Ng icon, so I was looking forward yung dun sa episode we took of Super Junior regarding the B-sides, but I haven't watched the episode yet.
I haven't seen it yet also.
I only saw clips on Twitter, mainly of June being a dork, pero I haven't watched the whole thing, but I want to watch the whole thing then. And the performances. Oh my god, there was this one bit na he was sending a video message to, I assume, Conor McGregor. And then he was saying, like, parang, you are my everything, ganyan. And then he said, respect! And I totally was thinking of the guy in Parasite. Wala lang. It made me laugh. So, yun lang. Like, I can imagine June living in Conor McGregor's basement. And then it's a quarantine. And he's like, respect!
Oh my
anyway,
god.
Super random.
June, like 5 days ago in Instagram, June posted the Bob Dylan guitar that was gifted to him by the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations naman kay paring June for getting the Bob Dylan electric guitar. So that's basically majority of the content that Icon gave during this lockdown. I think most of the fans are happy that despite a lot of things are going on, there would still be good contents coming out. And we're just hoping like all the boys are healthy and even when they're still working and they're still doing some guesting. So we really hope that they're doing okay and they're fine.
In Suyeon's vlog, Chanu said in their date, Chanu said that they all went home, I imagine, to their families. So I'm hoping that they're getting some quality time and are able to rest during this quarantine.
I actually saw a Twitter post that Yun Young's family's restaurant is giving away alcohol gels.
Yeah, and then the Songshilin Guide logo has like a face mask on it. Yeah, so other than Yun Young's family providing hand sanitizers, so obviously this happened pre-quarantine, but we also found out diba, that Hanbin donated a lot of masks for his fans to different countries, including the Philippines. And we were actually able to see like a very pixelated video of him and a photo during the, I suppose, the event where they
or the hand
everything.
Me over.
Yeah,
the hand
when they
over
handed
of the
over the, stuff, the masks. So that was, I guess it's our latest sighting of Hanbin. And even if it was like super pixelated, low-res videos, pang second-gen stan, it was welcomed. And it made me happy when I saw it. So I thought that was nice.
I was working and I'm like, what's happening in stan Twitter? Why is everyone talking about 144px? That's when I saw nga na, apparently, there's documentation of when he handed over the donation. So, what really hit me is that yung hair niya all dark na ulit. Diba? Parang the last time we saw him. I'm not sure if you guys saw this, pero may footage din of him before when the issue happened na parang nagre-regrow na yung regular hair niya. So, half of it is blonde, half of it is dark. So, parang nung nakita ko yung pixelated photo and yung video, ang nag-hit sa akin parang, oh my God, ilang months na yung nakaraan. Kasi yun, full dark hair. Inassume ko hindi siya nagpakulay yun. Made me miss him more lang.
I think he cut his hair because it's shorter. I mean, even when it's pixelated, you'll see that it's shorter than before. I think when the last time that we had that footage of him. It really feels nice also that he's back with his black hair. And it seems like things are going well for him also. Okay, so while we're recording this, Junae suddenly posted something. Dane, would you like to do the honors?
I didn't get notified, but thankfully Twitter notified me. He posted photos of him hiking with Jinan, but the thing that gave me chills is the fourth photo reminded me of another Icon member posting something similar. I'm sure you guys know na who it is, who likes hiking and Icon. So, wow, yun lang, wala lang. I'm kind of freaking out.
Wait, I really think that it's the same mountain.
Well, actually, marami the same mountain sa Korea.
Pini, ma'am, didn't you hike here? Or weren't you with our friend?
Yung terrain sa ng Korea, mas mabato. So, mm-hmm. Actually, mahirap i-gauge in terms of yung patag if it's the same mountain.
Pero yeah, it's eerily similar.
Yeah.
If you look at the third photo, in the background, behind the tree, there's like a wall. Remember, PD Nim, we were looking for that hiking trail na it was the old gates of Seoul or Korea or something.
So I think I did a hike with two of our mutual friends. And it has that similar wall. In terms of the terrain, kasi similar. Mm. Pero we haven't passed through the entire mountain range kasi. So, you know. And I can't remember kung saan hike before si ano, Lidera. So, I have to look it up. But I haven't seen this dun sa hike na yon, yun, dun sa Old Fortress one. But the terrain looks the same. Wait lang, I'm looking at the third photo and mm-hmm. It looks like it's not outside Seoul.
Yeah, I feel like it's in Seoul lang.
Pero ang daming mountain range na malapit.
Yeah.
Pero kasi yun, the area near the Blue House where mm-hmm. the president lives, nakapalibot yun ng various mountain ranges. And yung terrain talaga looks like this. So it could mm-hmm. be one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tapos super quick hike lang. So I could really imagine
yeah.
the Icon guys doing this.
Kayang-kaya nila yan. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Parang naglalakad lang sa parke. Ganun.
Oh, chill lang yun.
Yeah.
Juna looks really tall in the fourth to the last picture.
I actually like the silhouette photo of Juna here.
Right? I know.
So, wow.
The last one.
The last one.
Very
yeah.
poetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it gives me the album cover feels.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Junae, for giving us more content to talk about. Anyway, we're going to do something new, I guess, in our podcast. We've been inviting other people to join us and to contribute in our episodes. But this time, since we're on lockdown, we posted a question for other Iconics to answer. And there were some answers that were given to us by... Actually, most of them are our moots. Thank you so much, moots, for answering the question. So, we asked, what is the most iconic thing you've done during this quarantine? Actually, prior to that, I was asking, what's one positive thing that happened to you during this lockdown? So, it could be Icon-related or not. That's why some of the answers are mixed in nature.
So, the first submission is from I'm Not Claire. And she said, inspired by Yoon Young and his vlogs, I've never used my hand mixer and apron for cooking and baking as much as I have during this quarantine. I'm no baker or cook, but I'm competitive and want to make treats as best as I can. So thank you, Claire, for that. Actually, because we are moots, I do know that she's been making some delicious looking stuff, and I wish that food can be sent over via email because I would like to try them.
She attached a photo, and are those bobby pins? It's so cute.
Oh yeah, I didn't even notice it because I was looking at the Yunyong floating heads.
Yeah, it's Bobby's eating pizza and then tinakpan niya yung isa niyang mata with the pizza. Cute. The next one was from Inabels. Rewatching Icon TV, and I'm still amazed to find something new about the small details. I wonder, I haven't asked her, what did she find out? What's your favorite Icon TV episode?
Chanu's episode. PD Chanu. That's my favorite. The one where they did games in the dorm, yeah. Tsaka bowling after.
The part of Icon TV that I usually go back to is yung nagpa-trip sila sa doctor para colonoscopy or something like that. Basta when they're drugged. So, ang palagi kong pinapanood is yon yung nasa hospital, yung kind of delirio sila. And yung hypnosis, yung si Jenna na umiiyak siya kasi kumakain sila. Nasa dentista siya. So, yon. Not sure if they're my favorite. For some reason, yun yung palagi kong binabalikan.
The one that I always watch, and I think I should say that it's my favorite, is the episode about Beautiful MV.
Because of girl Bobby.
Yeah, the debut of Bobby and Yunyong. Anong drama yun? Yung ginaya ni Jenan tsaka ni Yunyong?
Something in the Rain. So the next one is also from I'm Not Claire. So obviously she's been very productive during this cool quarantine. So let's be like I'm Not Claire. She says, I finally found the courage to start and finish some writing materials that I've been avoiding for months.
Wow. Dean can relate.
Dean nga eh. I feel like I should be writing more, but I'm trying.
I really want to write more. Pero yung pinaka unang writing thing ko dapat, I opened that document file 2 times ever since this quarantine. Pero titigan ko lang siya.
Is this what I think it is?
Oh, yeah.
Legendary one.
The legendary. Oh, yeah, so PD Nim has this fic written somewhere in the internet. And we keep on telling her that, dude, you should try to update people because they're asking for it. And please close that chapter already.
The title has its own acronym. Ganong level siya.
What's funny is today's Black Saturday. So clue na rin, sort of, na baka ganahan ako mag-write tomorrow. Yun yung clue ko. Unfortunately, itong pending one ko is not an Icon fanfic.
Ako naman, I actually had a productive time since Monday, Thursday. So, meron akong isang nabuong Twitter fic na hindi ko pa nilalabas because I'm proofreading. It's Bobby inspired, so FYI. I was actually telling Dane a couple of days ago that I have this urge to write about the roommate fic that we had ages ago. And Dane, nasimulan ko na siya. And I have 3 chapters already.
Yay! Good job! Please share.
I will share. Wow. I'm proofreading. If you guys are also writing, why don't you share it to us? Yung next naman na entry was from .dayindeo. I had quite plenty actually, but I think I am very grateful that I finally had the time to declutter and rearrange the mess I have in my own mind and at home. Hope this helps. Ako, nakapag-declutter na ako, like what I mentioned a while ago.
May na-declutter naman ako, pero like super small sections. I have a small unit, pero marami akong gamit. I think siguro mga 1 square meter per day dapat kong gawin of decluttering.
Because I'm not in my own place, I'm practically living out of a suitcase naman. So there's nothing to declutter. Weirdly, this quarantine has given me more space because I'm back in my parents' house and it's considerably more space than my matchbox in the city. So there's not been a need to declutter here, but I am dreading coming back to my condo after the quarantine and after having lived with a backyard for like 2 months. It's gonna be interesting.
I've been seeing a lot of people from Stan Twitter who are saying that they have already decluttered. So good job, guys.
So the next one is from Preshi. I did the most Tita thing. Became yo-yo and cooked. cleaned the house, and my random thought this morning was that I'll get a good vacuum cleaner once the quarantine is done. Oh, and I rewatched all the summertime DVDs, Team B at YG Family Concert, and probably will end the day with concert DVDs. Nice. So, I'm feeling a productive, responsible adulting person.
Been starting Google like the humidifier, and then in terms of the vacuum, yung mga robot na vacuum.
To that point, what are you guys planning to purchase after this quarantine?
Feeling ko parang wala akong kailangan. Kasi realizing that I've decluttered and given away so much stuff that I don't use. And then I'm gonna buy something new. Parang, oh, sige, wag na. To be honest, parang feeling ko, gusto ko nang tapusin yung collection ko of icon stuff and shiny stuff. So, how about you, Pilinem?
I'm gonna buy, like, new plants and put them against my window since mainit and there's a lot of sun. How about you, Dane?
I've really decided that I'm gonna get a dog after this quarantine. In fact, I saw a number of kennels na. So I found one and I think there are puppy Shiba Inus that were just born like this week. And there's another batch being born next week. So by the time the quarantine is over, they'll need a few more weeks and then they can be picked up na. So I'm scared, but I'm also excited. If I'm not on Twitter anymore, it's because I've been too busy taking care of the puppy. So we'll see. Tapos yung personal goal ko is to love my dog more than June loves Bang Deng. And also, I feeling competitive. I want my dog to be cuter than Bang Deng. I don't know why, but I just want him to be cuter than Bang Deng. Wala lang. I had a poll on Twitter na what should I name my puppy? Tapos, I think Elio won naman, which is what I wanted anyway. If you guys want to give it a second, maybe once I get the puppy, I'll post a picture. And then you can let me know. But don't make it June. Parang weird. My parents won't be able to pronounce June.
Okay, so we have another entry from G1's Bin Deo. I feel like the lockdown gave me a break I needed. I always wanted to write, but before lockdown, I kept saying I didn't have time. Now I have time and it's fun. Oh, so we have another writer from the people who responded. I'm looking forward to whatever it is that you're writing, author name.
I hope I can also write a lot, like him slash her. I'm really trying. So let's see.
At saka, at least fun for her to write. Hindi siya masyado burdened.
Nakaka-relate ka ba?
May konting burden eh, pero I try not to dwell on it.
We're looking forward to whatever it is that you guys are writing. So please let us know by tagging us when you have written something that you want us to read.
Okay, so this entry is from G1O.
She replied to both of your questions. So the first one,
she feels like she's taking a break from many things that just happened before, fast track, and she didn't have time to reflect or celebrate them. So now it's time to really reflect on what happened. She was able to bond with her mom longer, organize things, declutter, just like you, Pao, and meditate and prepare again once the enhanced community quarantine is lifted. At least prepared siya. I don't think prepared. So G1 also answered the other question. So the most iconic thing that she did, she tried to make cup sleeve design and been thinking of doing other abubot inspired by icons, tongs, and members. I got inspirations and have been motivated to do them because of other generous iconics making art. She also looked for author names writing icon AU stories that she enjoyed reading. She is also trying to catch on her icon shows, so know them more since she's a baby icon.
Sana all.
Yes.
Number one,
so
sana
productive.
Sana all kayang gumawa ng cup sleeve design. Hindi ko kaya yon. I'm pretty sure that later on you can use your designs, diba, for maybe a cup sleeve event in the future.
Yeah, I think out of all of the answers we got, G1 Ult is probably the most productive, iconic during the quarantine. Parang ang busy niya from that list. That will take a lot of time. So, wow, kudos. Sana all agree.
She was also able to meditate. I think yun yung kailangan ko ata. Parang mas prepared ako once malift yung ECQ.
So the next one is from VIP Conic 21, who is also a member of the I Hate Junik Club. And she said she rewatched Icon TV and YouTube updates. So happy I caught up with their social media, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And waiting for Demo 3.
I think all of us are waiting for Demo 3.
We're really waiting for Demo 3, pero as usual, you know, naman with Hanbin, bigla lang siya manggugulat. Sana ngayon na siya manggulat.
Or maybe Hanbin is busy helping other people. Nox!
Sige na nga, maghihintay na lang ako.
These were actually the last entries. So, from UL Conic, sabi niya, hindi daw niya alam yung gagawin niya sa buhay niya kasi puro Netflix lang daw siya at saka sleep during the quarantine. Naingit ako kasi gusto ko rin ng tulog at saka Netflix lang yung life.
Same!
Ako rin! Like
we cannot relate.
But actually, UL has been super productive. If you follow him on Twitter, sobrang nice nung fan art niya of the Icon Boys. As in, hands down. Amazing.
I think he was able to draw Hanbin, Bobby, and Junae. And to be honest, I think the Junae one had so much traction.
Oh. Yeah. It was really good.
It's the Adam's apple din. I have to say.
I think so too. Yeah.
All the thirsty fangirls are sustained because of the Adam's apple and the neck portion of that drawing. So if you want to see what we're talking about, you can go to the Twitter account. That's UL Conic and look at his fan arts. It's really good. And then another entry is coming from G1G1 underscore. So she has been doing some origami. Tapos nagbe-bake din daw siya. Pero the problem is, she tends to be bored ng mabilis. So, ang bilis din daw niya mag-shift to other stuff. I think nakaka-relate din ako doon. Like, if I'm so tired from writing, I would shift to reading. And then I would shift to doing nothing.
Ako, it's just hard for me to start. Especially if it's chores. Pero once I started, in the zone na ako. So even with, for example, writing for leisure than before, it takes a lot for me to just boot up the laptop and open the document and really start writing. But the moment that I'm already writing, na-absorb na ako. Even with editing my videos and even editing the podcasts that we have, it takes a lot for me to open the file. But once I'm in it na, dire-diretso na ako.
I can relate to that. And that's the problem that I have. I know I can start it and I can do well once I'm in the zone. But since I'm living with people, like I'm living with my family, so every time that they need something from me and then they're gonna call me and then I'm in the zone, then it's gonna be ruined and then I have to restart the button of, you know, getting in the zone. I think mas maraming advantage si PD Nim that she's living alone.
Yeah, it's easier to concentrate actually. So it's more of will na lang talaga ng decision ko start it. Pero in terms of the distractions, actually walang distraction, thankfully.
Actually, ang dami kong distractions. And to be honest, I can't remember the last time I was bored. I guess because as a writer, there's always something for you to do because you always have your laptop or your phone anyway so you can write stuff. So you always feel like you need to write. But yung problem ko is, before I start getting in the zone of writing, of course, you turn on your laptop, you go on YouTube, ganyan, or you check the news or Twitter. Sobrang daming distractions before I get started. So that's kind of the thing that I'm trying to reduce these days. Once I get started din naman, I can go on for like a couple of hours. But on top of that, so because now we have a backyard, I started building sort of like a garden made out of like kitchen scrap, the leftover stuff that my mom leaves behind that she doesn't use for cooking. I plan. I've already been able to grow pet chai or bok choy for non-Filipinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then sobrang daming tomatoes, like tomato plants everywhere because the seeds are so small and I eat a lot of tomatoes. And then I have calamansi plants na rin. I have like a tiny papaya plant, but I don't know if it's gonna survive. So that also takes up a lot of my time. I said I was gonna wash Crash Landing on You. I haven't progressed beyond episode 1. I'm also envious of people who can watch a lot of Netflix. But I finished Kingdom season 2 and I watched a couple of Studio Ghibli films, which are really nice then. I also said that I was gonna watch the last episode of Descendants of the Sun, finally. and I was gonna share it with you, PD Nim, and like our K-drama loving friends, because they always tease me and judge me for not finishing that series. So I was gonna do that, but I haven't found time to do it. But I still sometimes rewatch scenes from The Untamed just because I'm with like that. I've also been playing the ukulele again, so I've been trying to learn some new songs. So there's a lot to do. I wish there was more time, to be honest.
I always go back to the recent ones that I saw, Go-Go Squid, and yes, then I'm rewatching Gank Your Heart, so you know, nakakainis.
You are? Oh my god, I'm so happy. I'm so proud.
I've also started watching some Thai BLs. So, shout out to my moots who are into Thai BLs also.
I see that so much on my TL as well. I'm so tempted to watch.
It's steamier than the other BLs that you've seen. So, be ready for that.
Since we're in the subject ng mga pinapanood natin, I had this like phases of yung mga crime documentaries. So, pampa-break ko from work is mag-play lang ako sa background ng Forensic Files. It's in Netflix. Before the quarantine, nasa collection 1 lang ako. One collection is like 40 episodes ata. Basta sobrang dami niya. There are 9 collections in Netflix. So before the quarantine, sobrang sparingly lang ako nanonood. It's around 20 minutes lang siya per episode ata. Next thing I knew, hindi ko na-realize, nasa collection 3 na pala ako. So sobrang dami ko na napanood na episodes. Mostly yon, tsaka yung mga random na Netflix documentaries then about crime. Pero you know, you have to be in the right mood siguro and mindset then to really take it on. In terms of Korean dramas, so far for this quarantine, I only watched one relatively old drama, which is Temperature of Love, which is nice then. I'm looking forward to yung upcoming drama ni Dimino. Baka by the time na ma-release natin to, baka on air na siya.
So, okay. We've been talking about K-dramas or Asian dramas. What about K-pop? What have you been up to with K-pop, guys?
Lately, I've been binge-watching mga mama performances. I'm not sure kung may YG nostalgia lang ako. Even as early as mga 2010, looking back into the yung mga performances ng Big Bang and To Anyone. During that time, and even seeing Icon and Winner, then at the sides, no rookie pa lang sila, tsaka kaka... Even before their debut, pero naka-feature, for example, si Bobby, si Mino, tsaka si Hanbin for Epic High. I don't know what happened, pero I've been binge-watching a lot of mama performances.
So, the newish K-pop song that's been playing on my head since the quarantine is Wanna Be by ITZY. I think they're my new favorite girl group because the choreography is super nice. Actually, since Dala Dala naman, they dance really well and their dance practice videos are really cool. So, I've been into that song. Konti na lang, I'm gonna try to learn the choreography na. And seeing as mag-extend yung quarantine, I might as well do that as a workout, I guess.
Nice.
While working, I have to keep something playing in the background. So, marami akong napanood na MVs ng Winner. Sabi ko nga dun sa one of my friends, she's a Winner fan, and I was telling her na, OMG, sobrang okay palang to keep the MVs like at the background. The Winner MVs and the Winner songs are really good. For girl groups, wala masyado. I've been also trying to recall second-gen songs. Or second-gen artists. Like, syempre, andyan, Shiny. And then, lately, lagi akong naka-Suju for some reason. Hindi ko alam. So, oh, and a little bit of 17. Yes, PD Nim, I actually appreciate Pretty You now.
Yay!
It's been very productive and unproductive sometimes. Do you guys agree?
Completely agree.
Yeah, well, yun nga eh, parang at first, somehow you also have this pressure to be more productive given that essentially you have a lot of time. Pero yun din, well, actually, lalo na lately, I've been seeing nga din ng mga reminders na you really don't have to be productive all the time. We all have our own ways of dealing with the situation that we're in. So just do the things that you think would be of best use of your time. So not necessarily, syempre iba-iba tayo ng ano, metric for what is being productive or not. But, you know, just make the most use of your time. If what's substantial is sleeping, yes, matulog po tayo.
Yeah. Wow, we practically survived recording this podcast just by calling each other on Google Meet. So, we hope that the content will suffice or will be in excellent condition. So it's PD Nim's turn to labor on her editing.
Yeah, so you'll give me another thing to do during this period. So okay naman. I have time.
So there. Do you guys want to say anything more?
Be safe, monitor the news, and we hope to
hear from you like during this quarantine and even after the quarantine. Be healthy, especially for your psychological and mental health, and always be prepared.
Yeah, same. I know we talk a lot about wanting to be productive during this time, but even for me at work, always being told that, you know, even if it's business as usual, it's okay to not feel like wanting to do anything just because there's a lot of things to be anxious about. And it's also okay to step away from social media if it's not helping your mental health. Know that there are people, I'm sure you have moots that can support you, and in real life friends and family who can support you in these times. So don't forget to lean on anyone. Just because we are physically isolated from other people doesn't mean we have to be emotionally isolated as well. So don't forget to connect, similar to what me, Pao, and PD Nim are doing now, thousands of kilometers, not naman, tens of kilometers away from each other.
Yeah, so this is a really good episode then. I'm glad that we are able to record despite the distances. And at the same time, please let us know how you're doing. We really hope that you're safe and sound with your families at home. You know, if you're bored, one tip also is to listen to our previous podcast. So let us know if you want other contents just like this. Maybe you can also arrange a video call with you, or, you know, something that we could record on, and then let's see if it makes the cut with PD Nim, and then you make it to Connie's podcast also. Sana sa next episode, nag-record na kami ng tuluyan ng magkakasama. So that's it. We'll see you in the next episode, guys.
Bye! Bye.